Hey,
welcome to the first episode of my podcast. We got some interesting topics to talk about today. I got some fucked up shit that happened today. Oh my god, I'm literally tearing up talking about it, because this is the most fucked up thing I've ever seen in my life. So basically, me and my dad, we're coming back from work, right? And we make a left, but then while we're trying to make that left, we see this guy on the right. He's laying down with his fucking dog, and the dog's just, like, trying to, like, wake him up. So we turn back, because we already made a left. We were like, eh, he's fine. But then we're like, oh, fuck, we should probably go check if he's okay. So we make a U-turn in, like, this court thing. We come back, we try to wake him up. This guy is fucking not even breathing. All you hear is and so I call the police. So this lady comes up. She's like, oh, is he all right? We're like, I don't know. Checks his pulse. He has a pulse. He has some very shallow breathing. So the cops come. Apparently this guy came from a park, or like some, like, I don't know what it is. Like, it's some thing. He came back from a thing. He's walking his dog, and he OD'd on fucking heroin. I mean, this is the most you can't make this shit up. There was like 5 cops there, 1 fire engine, fucking like 3 police chief thing, or whatever those little fucking police, like, fire department cars, and then 1 EMT car. They fucking gave him 2 shots of Narcan, came back up. It's like, we were the only ones that came over and helped him, but these the guys came over. He was turning all blue around the neck, his fingernails. Dude, it was the most fucked up thing I think I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, I don't think that I could ever... I'm literally crying right now, bro. This is like, fuck, this was actually traumatizing. Like, this shit was like fucked up. And it's like, when you see that, it's like, it changes your life. Like, you can't come back from something like that. Like, seeing someone almost dead. Like, if we didn't come, like, if we came, like, 2 minutes later, he would have been fucking gone. Like, he would have been absolutely dead. And the cops came very quickly. They came in, like, 2 minutes, which was really good. And it's, like, it's crazy to think I saved a life. And, like, I was gonna start CPR, because I learned that. But it's, like, I couldn't really do anything, because he was ODing. It's like, if you try to CPR someone that's ODing, it's not going to do anything, you know? So, I mean, this was really fucked up today. Like, it was crazy. What does add flag mean? I don't know what that means. But yeah, I mean, really, I don't have anything else to talk about. I mean, I can probably think of stuff. Yeah, I went to my dad's job. Basically, he's just a janitor at, like, this trash company. And there's like a couple buildings that we have to clean and shit. He's a custodian, more like it. But yeah, it's like, let me rewind a second, a couple minutes, and like go back to what I was talking about that guy that OD'd. Like, it's like, when you see something like that, that's something you will never forget. And since I'm a police explorer, one of my advisors came, and he was very proud of me, obviously. I think of my advisors as like second parents. Like, they understand, you know, they're really cool. But it's like, yeah, once you see that, it's like, you're fucked.
It's like, you're fucked up. Like, you cannot. And his parent was there. His mom was there. I think his sister. And it was just very, it was just fucking heartbreaking to see his mom, like, for his mom to see him going through that. Like, that's just, like, you, like, as a parent, like, I'm not a parent, but, like, as, like, if you're ever a parent and you see your kid going through that, I mean, just, that's just, like, that's probably the most traumatizing thing you could ever see. But, I mean, it's just crazy how this fucking world works, you know? It's just crazy. But, let's go to a lighter mood. Let's see. Yeah, Mark Mero. He was a WWE star. He came and spoke at my school about, like, 2 weeks ago. He was actually pretty cool. I didn't get a chance to meet him, but... I mean, what are you gonna do? Like, he went, like, so my school has this, like, big-ass auditorium where, like, we've had, like, a few speeches. And, like... Oh, hang on. Let's fucking sit up. And, like, we had a few motivational speakers and shit, like... And there was a few speakers that were, like, don't do, like, drugs and shit. Like, if you... Like, we had this one guy where his kid died in a car crash because he was drunk. And it was like, don't drink and drive and shit. Like, you know, like, it was fucking sad because this guy was fucking tearing up and crying during this whole thing. And also, Mark Mero, he was fucking fluent. He made me think about the people in my life. Like, it was fucked. Like, it wasn't fucked up, but it was just like, holy shit. Like, that was, like, a reality check for me. Like, don't fucking brush off your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your family members, because those are the people who matter the most, yeah? But, yeah, dude, this kid next to me brought out, he first did an apple, then he had pumpkin seeds, then he bring out a Pop-Tart. He was like, here's the appetizer, here's the second appetizer, and here's the full course meal. Yeah, it was funny as shit. It was really funny. But, alright. Let's see what else I can talk about. I actually have been running a lot lately, and my family has been in a weight loss competition. I'm in, like, third place right now. From last weigh, and I'm in, like, third. Yeah. But I'm pretty good right now. I started out, how much was I? I was, like, 206. Now I'm, like, 198. But I think when I wake up, not having to eat anything, I'll probably be, like, 190-something, 195 or something. Because last night I was 197 after I went to PT. So, I think I'll be solid 4th or 3rd place. I mean, that's where I've really been this whole time I've been doing this thing. So, I mean, it's better than 7th. Or 10th. If you're not first, you're last. My brother has been first the whole time. He's lost, like, 30 pounds. But he's gonna hit a wall. Because he's a fucking idiot. And he just eats cucumbers and fucking apples. No protein. Like, he's just an absolute fucking goof. Dude, I need some water. Because, like, my mouth is absolutely dry. I need to... get up and get some water. Oh my god. So we have to go out. This is so ass. So basically, I moved downstairs in my basement, like, and, like, oh, my fucking lizard actually shit. Sorry. But no, I moved in my basement on, I remember the day, it was December 28th. Cause I had to get filling that day. And, dude, where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. So, basically, my room is, like... it's, like, you walk down the stairs, you make a right, you keep going down, you'll see my room. So, it's basically, like, there's two rooms. Then, Like, you go into the first room, right next to my bathroom. And so it used to be two separate rooms, but my sister lived in a bigger room, and she wanted two rooms because my brother moved out, and he's in the military. So he basically just cut the fucking rooms in half, where closet used to be, and he put drywall up by the closet. And so now it's two rooms connected. So now I have two rooms. So I used to live upstairs right next to my parents, but now that I have my own room, I could be as loud as I... Well, not as loud, but, like, I could be, like... I could talk in a normal pitch of voice, like, right now. So it's more, like, you know, like, more, like, I could, like, be more, like, comfortable and, like, watch videos loud and shit, you know? Even though I could hear it, but... Oh, my God, I'm so tired. This is gonna be a really short podcast. This is only gonna be, like, fucking 30 minutes, because... this is my first time doing this, and I don't really have a guest, so, I mean, I just farted, but also, that, I mean, every single, like, I run down the pass, I saw that guy ODing on, so, that's gonna be, like a fucking PTSD being on flashback, but, let's see. What can I talk about? What can I talk about? What can I... Oh, my God. If you guys have ever polished boots before, it's literally the most AIDS thing you could ever do in your fucking entire life. Like, it's so AIDS. Like, polishing boots is so fucking ass. I hate it so much. I fucking hate it. I hate it, hate it, hate it. And my fucking post requires that you have to polish them, which I understand. It's a uniform thing. Like, it's like the military. You can't fucking show up to inspection without fucking your shit not polished and your shit not ironed and shit. Like, I understand that. But it's just fucking AIDS. Like, I fucking hate it. I hate it so much. It's so fucking AIDS. Dude, they need to, like, come up with, like, an automatic, like... It's like, you get the boots and you get them polished and you never have to polish them again, like... Need to give you a polish where you only apply it once and you never have to again. Like, that'd be, like, fucking the invention of the century. But, yeah. I don't really have anything going on tomorrow. Except for the birthday party. Which is gonna be interesting, because it's someone... I don't even know what I'm talking about right now. I can't say that. Yeah, I don't really know what to talk about right now. Let's see. Oh my God, I'm so fucking tired right now. My God. I live in New Jersey. Never come to New Jersey. It's the most ass state. New Jersey is the most ass state you could ever come to. Like, besides, like, the little small towns, like, that's probably the only good thing that New Jersey offers. Because New Jersey is just absolute AIDS. Like, you literally, like, dude, never come to Camden. Trenton is a fucking shithole. North Bergen and Union City aren't that bad. Jersey City's not that bad. AC is cool. I like AC. There's like a few good things. Like, Frank Sinatra is good. Porco leg and cheese... I just farted. Porco leg and cheese sandwiches on a bagel is fucking amazing. New York has them too, I think. Our pizza's fucking amazing. Boardwalks are good. Fucking Phil Murphy's a fucking dickhead, but not as big as a dickhead as fucking Governor Chris Christie, because that guy was a fucking asshole. But Phil Murphy's still a fucking asshole, but like fucking centimeter lower. I don't know, he's just a fucking idiot. He looks like a fucking pedophile. Let's see, we're near DC, which is cool. If you ever want to go see the president, it's like a 4-hour drive from where I live. Which isn't that far. Considering I have to drive 12 hours to fucking South Carolina. And, like, I feel like everything is so far away from New Jersey. It's weird. I feel like New Jersey and NYC are like the California. If you combine those two, it's like the California of the East Coast. Except California is like even more AIDS than New Jersey. But California is a little bit better than New Jersey. I literally just contradicted myself in the same exact sentence. On that note, I think I'm going to end this podcast. So, bye.